Welcome to Creekside Chats with successful multifamily real estate investors. Dr. Allen chats with successful investors exploring their journey from setback to triumph. Through this window, we glimpse the truths that inspire our guests to invest abundantly and flourish in all areas of life. And now your host, Dr. Allen.
Welcome to Creekside Chats with successful multifamily real estate investors. I'm your host, Dr. Allen. Today's guest is a full-time practicing periodontist and author of the blog DebtFreeDoctor.com. He started his blog after paying off close to $300,000 in student loan debt and reaching millionaire status by the age of 40. He now focuses on helping other doctors and professionals create passive income from real estate so that they can stop trading their time for money. Welcome to the show, Jeff Anzalone. Jeff, welcome back to the show. I am delighted to be able to continue our conversation. After we ended the interview, you and I had an interesting discussion last time, and so I'd like to get into some of the things that you and I had talked about. And one of the things that we had talked about was how it is that so many medical students, after spending 12 years or so in education and training, come out with a six-figure debt. And so that hope of taking that high-income earning that is supposed to come with a professional degree, it kind of puts a damper on that whole thing. And so talk to us a little bit about your experiences and how it is that you had to deal with that six-figure debt just coming straight out of medical school.
Yeah, sure. I guess I was kind of one of the lucky ones that I didn't have any undergraduate debt, which unfortunately a lot of my classmates had. But even back, 20-some-odd years ago, I still came out with close to $300,000 in student loan debt. And I know now
it's, 20 years ago, that was an enormous amount. I mean, it is even today, but 20 years ago, that was just astronomical.
Yeah. And today, especially like with the private schools, which, you could easily double that. So I just can't imagine. So if you take that and then you couple it with very few people that are getting out or doing what I did and starting their own practice just because it's so expensive.
Right.
So what they're having to do a lot of times is just join a group. They get a salary and, maybe $200,000 a year or even less, which, I mean, it's not bad money, but when you're coming out with just a lot of debt, and then you got to get a house and all that, you're kind of limited on what, what you can do. Cause you just join a big group or some of these big insurance-based practices where you're just seeing all this volume, high volume. So it's definitely changed, since I got out, for sure.
So not only are they facing this high debt, you just mentioned something else, that high volume, which means that they are not able to do essentially what they wanted to do, which was really to be able to take their practice and really connect with people. They're just kind of being warehoused and run through without ever being able to make connections with their clients. Is that true?
Yeah, for a lot of practices, and that's true. It's, you get the work, and you have this this big schedule. A lot of times you're not able. You have to see people so quick, you're not able to make relationships and to really, that's the thing that I really enjoy these days at this part of my career is, the relationships and how we can help people. For instance, I saw a girl last week that my staff told me her first visit. My staff told me that we're just letting you know this girl is not even going to, she won't even look at you, and she has a note she wants to give you. So when I walked in, and she just had her head down, and she wouldn't even look up at me, and she just stuck her hand out and handed me this note. It was this, two-page note where discussing her extreme anxiety, PTSD, how she had been let go from a previous employer because of her looks. And she'd taken some odd and ends job over the last 7 years and had saved up several thousands of dollars just to fix her mouth.
Wow.
And from the time she left, you know, when she left, you know, we were talking, you know, I'd encouraged her, you know, she was smiling, she was laughing, and my staff was just like, what in the world did you say to her? I said, I just, you know, turned on my charm a little bit, you know, and but it's what we're going to be able to do to help her is going to be life changing for her, transform her. So my point is, working in those other types of practices, a lot of times you just don't have time to do that and make that connection.
Yeah. And that, well, not only is that sad for the clients, but it's, you know, it's like you were saying, it's the kind of thing that is going to lead professionals to that point of burnout. And if you can expand upon really the high rate of burnout in the professions, and you had also mentioned after we had gotten off our interview last time that you had recently had an associate or a friend who had actually gotten to the point that burnout was so bad that they saw no way out, that they actually decided suicide was the only alternative. And in your friend's case, they were actually successful in that attempt. So talk to us a little bit about that aspect.
Yeah, it really caught us off guard. And I've always heard that, you know, the dentistry and physicians have, you know, one of the highest suicide rates. And we don't know exactly why he did it, but we do know that the burning out, not happy with the profession, from some people that over the years have worked in that office that kind of started, you know, maybe seeing some signs, and then also, you know, some potential financial issues as well. So which is typically what happens the majority of the time, you know, doctor, physician burnout, it's, I mean, you can actually Google it. It's getting more and more prevalent each year. And it usually due to the fact that we're a lot of times mandated each year to see and kind of pressured to see more and more patients, yet the insurance reimbursements are less. So as I was talking to you a little bit before the show, we're actually having to see more people and make less. So, and just think about over the years, you know, 10 years, 20 years, 25 years doing this, it just starts to wear on people that don't have that balance in their life. And then you know, the financial burdens and stress with now we're in such a litigious society now. Mm-hmm. It's almost like any little thing that you do, you're always in the back of your head, you know, is this person going to call an attorney? You know, I mean, probably, and I had a lunch with a colleague last week, and he said they have software that will automatically email or text their patients to ask them for a review. And he said he just cringes, you know, because he's in a group, so he doesn't really have a say whether or not they can do that or not. And he said, They'll send him an email notification, hey, somebody's giving you a review. And he said he just cringes before he opens that email because you just never know what people are going to say on Google about you. So it's just all of these things, you know, you're almost like you're walking on eggshells. So I think just if you take all of that and kind of combine it, it really, sometimes people just can't deal with it.
Yeah. Well, that is unfortunate because we certainly need good and well-qualified medical professionals, and most of us have no clue as to what it is that it takes to go through that process. Most of us don't really have much clue what it takes to get the education, and then we certainly don't have a clue as to what it is like to actually live in and work in the profession once you've gone through all that. But you have you have found some positive ways to deal with that in your life. And certainly one of those ways is the way that you have found to deal with the financial situation through real estate investing. And not only have you found that avenue, but you have taken it a step further and you are providing educational programs for other professionals to find that path as well. So talk to us about how you found your way out of it, and then also fill us in a little bit on how it is that you are reaching out to other medical professionals to help them find that way as well.
Sure. I think it was years ago when, and I had hit some financial goals that I'd set, but you know, we're so goal oriented, you know, going along through life, you know, I need to get out of high school and to graduate college and then to get into medical or dental school. And then it was always, you have these goals, get out of debt. And then once we got out of debt and hit some other goals, it was kind of like, now what? Mm-hmm. And I realized kind of at that time that I wanted to maybe start to share my story about how, looking back over my shoulder, how we were able to accomplish all of that. So I started my blog, debtfreedr.com. But the more that I started doing that, the more that I realized that I wanted more time with my family, with my kids before they moved out. And then also I had some friends one of them was a hand surgeon. And he called me and said, I'm up in out in Colorado or whatever, skiing. And I said, I broke my wrist or broke my hand. And so I started thinking, well, gosh, if that happened to me, I don't have any other income coming in. But I didn't know anything about, you know, what, anything else to do. I mean, I only knew my trade, what I had trained in. So I started doing some research on passive income, and long story short, through trial and error, have been able to build up multiple streams of it. Most of it is from real estate. So I shifted what I was talking about in my blog to now teaching, you know, from a personal standpoint, what people can do. And then in turn, that also can help decrease a lot of times doctor burnout because, hey, you know, they have a different path to where maybe they don't have to work for 30 or 40 years. And with trying to save up money and hoping that, you know, they won't run out of the money, maybe they want to retire 55. And that's definitely doable if they start early enough and do it the smart way. So that's, I can't even tell you how many people, just, you know, hundreds and hundreds of people that I've connected with that, and I get emails daily and I have, you know, phone calls weekly with these people. And once you start talking to them, explaining how it works, you can just hear the change, the tone in their voice. It's like you're providing hope to a lot of people that otherwise really didn't know that there was much out there.
So it is actually, so the work you're doing is actually changing lives. And the direct result of that is, of course, that you're changing the lives of the medical practitioners. But, you know, when you change their life, you're changing the life of their patients and of their clients. Because, you know, you're giving them the opportunity once they have an alternative income to actually practice for the sake of actually doing what they went to school for in the first place, which was to actually practice the practice and be able to give back in that way. Like the girl that you were, the example that you had given of the girl 20 years ago, you may not have had the opportunity to have actually taken the time to have worked with her. But now that you've developed passive income, you have that opportunity. And that's what you're giving to other practitioners as well.
And I think a lot of times that people that probably shouldn't recommend a particular treatment. You know, unfortunately they do, because they have to get that money, because for whatever, you know, whatever type of debt or whatever. So it's just nice to just, you know, literally right before our interview, this interview right now, I just saw a lady and she needed 2 dental implants. And I told her, I said, you know what, you know, you could just get by with 1. It's not a big deal. I said, if you want to do 2, you know, instead of just pushing that, hey, you have to have 2, or it's like, you know, it's just nice just telling people their options and being honest and not so focused on the money, you know.
Yeah.
It is nice to make more money, of course. I'm not saying that at all, but it's nice practicing to where that's not like the sole, the whole only thing that it matters. That if I don't get this, and you know, that's the worst thing. So it's just nice kind of having that monkey off your back.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we are we're getting close to the end of our time together here again. So tell us a little bit about how you made that bridge from just practicing and that being your sole income to actually developing a passive income so that your practice is only a part of your income, and actually you could probably even do without it here. So how did that all come about?
Well, once I started looking for ways, and passive income was one of them, probably the most popular way of passive income that I could find was real estate. Mm-hmm. And at that time, I only thought that to get into real estate investing, meaning you had to physically own the property management. So I thought I had to go buy a bunch of single family homes, and that, you know, that was it. So I started, you know, networking with people, went to a few meetings, and had some friends here that did that. And I saw how much time and work it took. Mm-hmm. And I really, that was kind of the reason that, you know, looking back at my goals, the reason that I wanted to do this in the first place was to free up my time. Mm-hmm. And then to seem to me like to do that, I was going to take almost like a second job, be a landlord. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to do that. And luckily I started researching more about passive real estate, to where you can put your money in, kind of pool it in with people, like syndications. And it's almost like investing in the stock market, a mutual fund. You put your money in and then it starts to grow and you start getting, you know, return back. So that's what I did, and still can reap a lot of the benefits, tax benefits, that you can, as you know, as an active investor, but can do this more of a hands-off approach. Mm-hmm. And all I do on my blog and website is just basically just share my experience with people and letting them know how it's affected me in my practice and everything that I'm learning along the way. I'm basically, you know, writing articles on it. So it's helping me research. So I'm educating myself while as I'm researching it. And then when I write it and send it out and post it, then I help to educate others as well.
Sounds great. Before we go here, share with our viewers and listeners how they can, well, first of all, find your blog, and how else can they reach out and connect with you?
Sure. And I think I mentioned it last time. I have a free guide. If they go to debtfreedr.com/free guide. Mm-hmm. And that's a passive income guide. And it gives a brief overview of my personal history with how I came into multifamily syndications and what it's done to help, you know, change our life and our practice. And so that will actually take you into the website. And then from there, if they want to reach out to me directly, it's Jeff, J-E-F-F, at debtfreedr.com. They can email me that way as well.
All right. Very good. Well, Jeff, as it was the first time, it has been a pleasure visiting with you, and thank you for sharing the inside secrets of going into the medical profession. I hope it doesn't discourage people from taking that route, because we certainly need good medical professionals. But I think if they there's still opportunity there, and if they take you up on your free offer there, as well as follow your blog, they can get out of debt a whole lot sooner than probably what you were able to do. So good things that you're doing there. And I appreciate you doing that, and I appreciate you being on the show. And I look forward to having future conversations.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. I enjoyed our meetings together.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you for tuning in to Creekside Chats with Successful Multifamily Real Estate Investors, brought to you by Steed Talker Capital. Steed Talker Capital works with both new and established investors nationwide, creating opportunities to flourish in all areas of life. As part of our efforts to make the world a better place, Steed Talker Capital contributes to activities and organizations committed to better understand the equine. These endeavors attempt to enhance the human treatment of horses worldwide. Steed Talker Capital, working for a world where all creatures, great and small, flourish abundantly. For resources to enhance your well-being through multifamily real estate investment, connect with us online at capital.steedtalker.com.